First, much thanks to Ella, EDC Creations, and Sankofa Literary Society for putting on this awesome event where authors and readers can come together for meet and greet. What a great opportunity. My name is Rabia Yelly, and I'm a novelist, a poet, and a publisher. My new company, Chocolate Angel Publications, will focus on putting forth works with a unique perspective. Works that might not fit into that typical formula, but could still bring fresh and new flavors to the literary world. People love romances, including me. But I think we also enjoy sci-fi, mysteries, and especially crime fiction, or else James Patterson and Walter Mosley would not be so hot. So I want to put these genres in our community. My own debut novel will be out this spring and is anxiously being awaited. It's a psychological thriller with all the right ingredients for making a fabulous, spicy jambalaya of mystery and intrigue boiling over in the rich melting pot of D.C. My main character, Mrs. Autumn Fields, is one of those women who has it all. She's living that coveted American dream. A savvy businesswoman, she's drop-dead fine, sharp, and highly talented. She could have been satisfied with all of that, and she is for a while. But then her past reclaims her, pulling her deep into this darkness. And she finds herself choosing between the devil or God. Which will she choose, and what will be the frightening consequences of her choice? Of course you want to know, but I'm not going to tell you. Buy the book. I'm taking pre-orders. You can go to my website at http://rabiayelly.org for more information on this book and others. Now, as I mentioned earlier, I have a book of poems out, too. It's called Chocolate City Chronicles, and it came out this past July. It was published by Publish America, and this book is real. Pretty cutting-edge stuff, if I must say so myself. Raw, sexy, and sometimes hard to take, but I just have to speak my truth. That in itself can be very controversial, but I don't mind stirring up the pot every once in a while. It keeps me honest. So, in Chocolate City Chronicles, I address issues that are near and dear to me, mainly what I think of African-American life these days. I come from a unique place because I've lived in Africa for a year, and I also believe there are things that we have to do to make our community even healthier. So anyway, I want to read two poems from Chocolate City Chronicles. The first is entitled, Mama, Is There a Place for Me? It happens to be one of my favorites. Mama, is there a place for me in this big wide world you see? Is there a place for me like honey and bees, or like the seashells on the beach, or the fish in the open sea? Is there a place for me to see all I want to see and be all I need to be? Mama, is there a place for me to be myself and totally free, to follow all my dreams? I don't need you to tease. Is there really a place for me? Mama, is there a place for me with my brown eyes and chocolate skin indeed? Is there some place I can breathe? Please tell me, would you please, what you really believe? Mama, is there a place for me? My next poem is dedicated to my wonderful hubby, who happens to be Ethiopian. This poem is called Diaspora Dreams, and I wrote it when I was living in Ethiopia. Actually, it's the first poem I ever wrote. Diaspora Dreams. Our love connects two passionate souls, black, boundless, beautiful, and brazenly bold. A single act of drenched love in a sack, with no regret and no turning back. Wrapping caramel thighs around his nice thighs, crossing the burning Ethiopian sands, me and my African man. With hazel brown eyes more enticing than sweet tater pies, as he murmurs sweet things above the Blue Nile stream. Holding me tight, he is the man of my dreams, and he tugs at my heartstrings. Habesha, he sings on the wings of kings, with gold made into necklaces, bracelets, and rings. And on muddy East African roads, blue rain unfolds, washing away wars long gone and untold. And exotic women please and tease on tall hills of old, while thin men spin tribal codes. Axum, Lalabella, Haile Selassie dressed in regal green, red, and gold. Where a brother was never stolen, bought, or sold. From Lucy's loins sprung my beautiful man, from that faraway land where Entanto mountains command. And Ethiopian coffee beans burst open in heated black pots, and the low-hanging sun provides black power and rays red hot. For me, let freedom ring true, I cry out in the dark, from the chains and shackles that kept families apart, to the red-stained waters washing up Virginia shores, adding chocolate flavor to the vanilla landscape, pure no more. The cries for freedom from north, south, and west made us stronger and wiser at our best. Black Moses, Harriet Tubman, and Charles Drew, we all knew, as blood crept down dusty roads while southern winds blew. From scarred black backs and souls that we gave, to the debt that has not yet been repaid, to my veins filled with the blood of queens, kings, and slaves, to my love for the land, the home, and the brave, journey back to a love, a black love real and true, to the man that holds my heartstrings in my bedroom with all that we knew. My African man and me are one as our bodies mesh. Diaspora dreams, all summed up hopes of an Africa at best. Well, it has truly been a pleasure having this chance to connect with you. Again, you can check me out by going to http://robbieayeli.org. Thanks again to EDC and Sankofa Literary, and please watch out for Broken coming to bookstores near you this spring. And you can purchase Chocolate City Chronicles by going to Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com websites. Peace, blessings, and keep on reading.